It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, I'm going to need parents to sound off, step up. I need calls and comments about this. If you have older children still living at home, we want your thoughts on that. Do you like it? Are you trying to get rid of them? You know, what are the headaches involved with having older kids at home? This all came about because Nelly wrote us a message. she started off the message by saying, "Hey, nerds." Hey to you, Nelly.
She really does listen.
Nelly said, "Hey, nerds, I love listening to you guys. I have a show topic for you." And I was like, "Okay, let's see what it is." She says, "I've got a 26-year-old who seems like they're setting up camp in my house permanently. Between student loans, rent costs, and the fact that Uber Eats delivers straight to our front door, I'm starting to wonder if he'll ever leave. Are there other parents out there dealing with this? The never leaving the nest situation. Parents, how are you motivating your kids to move out?" She wrote, "Help, help, help. It's time for him to move on. Parents, please sound off to JKJ." And that's from Sweet Nelly. So Nelly's got a 26-year-old still at home, and it doesn't sound like there's any motivation to move on. What do you think about that, Katie?
Well, my daughter is 21, and honestly, I kind of don't want her to move out.
Really?
I love that she wants to still remain in the household. Now, to be completely honest, she lives up north with her dad because he lives very close to her job and her friends. But there has been many times I have offered her to come live with me because she's a good kid. She cleans up after herself. She pitches in with the bills and everything. But her thing right now is she's 21 and she wants to travel. She just went to Hawaii. She's going to Mexico this year. She has all these trips planned to Florida and Portland. And to be able to do that as a young person, it's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it is really hard out there for somebody who is paying rent on a single apartment. Like, it is rough out there. It's so expensive. And so I don't want to put it any more undue pressure on her to have to get out there and live in the real world because it's rough out there. And once she goes, I just don't think she'll ever have the opportunity to save and better her situation. And again, now she's living up with her dad, but she pays rent and he makes sure
that
she does that. Like, she's not getting a free ride. She definitely gets the homie discount, but she has to, you know, be responsible for some of those bills. So I feel like we're doing a good job in making sure that she's responsible and, you know, contributing in some way. But she is still getting a little bit of a pass because it's hard.
That's probably the biggest thing is that she's not being a freeloader and just mooching off you. If she's paying rent and stuff, I mean, that's solid.
Yeah.
That's a huge life lesson right there, learning how to be on your own and pay that rent, even if you're still with mom or dad. And you're right, with rent out there, there was a buddy of mine who was moving into an apartment down by me. It was a one-bedroom apartment, no garage, and it faced C-470.
Mm-hmm.
One bedroom. $2,000+ a month.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was like $2,100 or something.
Yeah, no, it's expensive.
And you're looking at the highway.
Yeah, like 750 square feet. This is what you
get
for $2,000.
So no wonder kids are staying at home longer.
Yeah, why not?
So listen, if you've got a kid, oh, Heather just hung up. I was going to go to her. If you got a kid sticking around at home and you want to sound off about it, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh, did you stick around home for a while?
I did, yeah. After college, I stayed at home with my parents for a couple years. And then you just kind of get the itch. I remember at the time, it was mainly because I had a girlfriend. I was like, I can't be inviting her back to my parents' house or anything like that. But I mean, you just get that itch. For me, I'll speak for myself. I got the itch where I was like, yeah, it's time for me to get out on my own and experience life and things like that. But I mean, I still have two younger siblings that they're still at home. And it's, you know, one, they're in their early-ish 20s. And it's so expensive out there, man. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you can't find a roommate, sometimes you just can't afford where you need to or where you're trying to live.
It's
rough, man.
It's
especially in Colorado, the prices are so high.
And then once they get out of college, it's like, are you expecting them to go out into the working world and making enough immediately to be able to rent a place? That's unheard of at most jobs, right? Like, usually you have to work a while before you gain some kind of notoriety to get paid. So I think that it's okay for parents to let them stay in the house a little bit longer until they get that experience and make that paycheck.
But yet there's other parents out there that are like, it's 18. It's time for you to get your butt out.
My
this
parents.
Is Knick-knack was like 18. Parents. They booted her out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how my parents were too.
Hi, Jenny. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so you got a daughter at home?
Yeah, she moved out with her boyfriend when she turned 18, and they lived out with each other for like almost a year, and then they both lost their job at the same time.
Oh.
And so she moved back home with us, and then he moved back home with his mom.
So how old is she now? Still 18, 19?
Like, she's almost 21.
21? You like having her around?
Yeah, she's helping with some stuff around the house, so...
You want her out, though?
In a way, yes, but the fact that she jumped out, you know, out in the world too early.
Yeah.
We try to warn her, and she thought she had it all settled and moved out.
We've all been there, right? At 18, 19, you think you can take on the world, and then you get out here, and you're like, man, I don't want to. I want to go back in the womb.
Yeah.
I want to crawl back
like
in mom's belly.
I don't like adulting at all.
The real world sucks.
Yeah. Well, and Jenny, is she your only kiddo, or do you have more kids at home?
No, I have a 15-year-old. He's in special ed, kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
So it takes a lot of your time. So I'm sure like that she kind of distracts from that. Yeah, it's a rough situation.
Well, good luck, Jenny. We appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks for sounding off. Here's Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
Hey. So I was just going to say, I mean, obviously paying rent is a given if you're staying home. But my parents made it where I still had a curfew. I still had chores.
Oh,
like
wow.
I still had to do things. And I'm like, nope, I'm out.
How old were you when that was going on?
Well, when I went to college, I came home for like maybe 3 months, literally 3 months. And then after that, I was like, I'm out. I'm
going to
go get an apartment. And at that time I wanted to live in Chicago. So that's where I went.
That's where you went. What was your curfew at that age?
In high school it was 11 and then they moved it up to midnight.
Woo-hoo! Whoa, yeah. You need to be like, home by midnight. You're like, I'm a grown
adult. Yes, and my dad would stay up waiting for me.
I bet.
So I was like, no, I'm good.
That's such a dad thing. See if you're making out with somebody out front, right?
Right. No.
All right, Tracy. Well, I appreciate you calling. Have a good day.
Thank you.
See
Thanks,
you
later. Have a great day.
That's how you get him to move out, though.
Well,
like,
you know,
seriously.
It's funny. I made a note here on this sheet. Like, imagine now at our age. Can you imagine moving back home?
Oh, gosh, no.
Which I know a lot of people our age do, but it's like to help take care of a sick parent or something. That aside, like, imagine having to move back home now. I couldn't do it.
Could you do it, Josh?
Couldn't do it.
Oh, no. After the freedom that you experience, no. Like, I live by myself, and I think it's the greatest thing in the entire world. Like, you could not pay me to move back home.
Well, yeah, because
I love you, Mom and Dad, but no.
I went from living by myself to having roommates, and that, and I'm now going to be living by myself again very soon.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it. Like, I can't imagine your parents.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
So, did you have to move back home?
No, so I was coming at it from the child's point of view.
Okay.
So I'm 47 now, but I lived with my mother the entire time. But we used it as, we paid her house off first, and then together we bought 5 more properties. So now I'm a landlord for 5 properties because of that.
Whoa, that's smart.
Kristen!
Making bank now.
So from a kid's point of view, it can be very beneficial long term if you have a goal in mind.
Why did you originally move back home then? Or did you just never leave?
I did leave, but then I went back for the financial purpose of the benefits of being able to set a goal. And then we bought like little townhouses and houses when they, you know, when the market was low, and now they're all rented. So
you blow this bad stigma of living back at home like out of the water.
I know.
You're like, now I'm a millionaire with property assets.
Yeah.
So.
Seriously.
Well, it's really hard to get ahead, Kristen, when you're a single person income, right? Like when it's only you and you have to pay all those bills, it's like it never ends. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you had one person in the mix all of a sudden. Mm. You got a savings account. Look at you.
Look at you, high roller. Kristen, thank
so
you
it's
for...
Not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad to be Kristen. We thank you for calling. Have a good
Thank you,
good
Kristen.
Morning. From Kristen to Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning.
So what are your thoughts on kiddos moving back home?
You know, I have 4 older children that at one point in time, one of them has to have to move back in for whatever reason. But I think we have to remember as parents, we're parenting them. another child. And we can't let them live for free if they're not working or going to school or trying to become a better human. If we're enabling them to just be freeloading, I mean, we're not teaching them any type of being an adult situation. So it kind of is, you know, when they move back in, they had to pay. They had to pay rent.
Yeah.
They had to pay a bill. They had to help out with groceries. And it's just fair. It's fair to the parent and the child to teach them that there's responsibilities. And it's not okay to rely on your parents to raise you forever.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you. And it's no different than like kids, my kiddos, you know, at their young age now, chipping in and doing like some of the laundry and dishes and taking the trash.
It teaches them responsibility.
That's how they're pulling their weight. And now when they get older and they can chip in, you know, monetarily, you got to make them do it all day long.
Yeah, you have to. You got to teach them to be better humans when they leave. And,
and give them a timetable. Like, you got 6 months before your booty's out of here.
Right.
Move on.
Get a job.
Tammy, thank you so much.
I don't know if there's a time frame either, but, you know, it's they'll be okay if we do the right things by them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're
good
a good
point,
mom.
Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
I love you guys.
Thank you,
Tammy.
Oh,
thanks, Tammy.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah,
I fully expect my kids to be back home at some point, like just because of the cost of everything.
Yeah.
And that's why we're, you know, looking into finishing the basement and getting it done. Because I have a feeling they're going to be there a while, which is completely fine.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, if you thought it'd be okay if your daughter moved back in.
It's fine if they're home and they're pulling their weight and they're working to be better people.
I mean,
that was the big thing. I never moved out from my parents' house, and my big thing with them was they like, you're going to start a retirement account right now at 18. You're going to start saving, and this is your chance to really sock some money away before you're out there in the real world. And it was beneficial, and I went to school and whatever. Had a few less girlfriends.
Yeah, but
don't you think that helps with your money management, too? I mean, you have to be like setting your own goals in for something that you want to eventually get, you know, and that's a house or an apartment or whatever you can afford, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's a huge thing, especially if you're living at home. And if you're paying rent at home, too, that also helps you with your money management because you're like, I can't just blow this on whatever I want, you know?
Slim Jims and crack cocaine,
that's
right?
Exactly
like
my thoughts.
Just like I would have done. You know what's funny is I've never been on my own.
I know,
that's crazy.
I have never been on my own.
That just blows my mind.
Right from my parents' house to meeting Nick Knack years ago. She had her own place, and I went in with her, and then we got married, and I've never been alone.
Do you think you're missing out? You're kind of missing out.
There are times when I think, like, I kind of missed out on this single life and being on my own, but... But then I realize how much I love Knick Knack.
You got a good thing going.
Right?
You got
exactly.
a good thing going.
I got a really good thing going.
You don't want to be out
you
here,
You look at
Jeremy.
Us every day and you go, thank God.
thank God.
I love
Seriously,
you so much,
man.
Nicole.
Yeah, like I landed a good spouse. But it's there's times I'm like, what would that have been like, you know?
Have boring. It would have been
nobody
boring.
But, you know, telling you where to be, what
cupboards
to do.
Cupboards would have been full of gas station food. That would have been
yes.
your single life. Gushers
yeah,
all day.
I don't know about that, but it would have been fun. I would have tore it up, Josh.
You would have, man.
You think
Absolutely.
You're tearing it up now? I would have tore it up. I'm just joking, wife.
Whoa,
I love you.
I
love
know,
you,
honey. Right?
I love you.
Yeah.
His eyes were twinkling when he
she
said that
She always says,
last
though,
thing.
She's like, if we ever break up, she's like, you're moving back in with your parents. She's like, I know
that's
you.
That's exactly
we
what probably you're doing.
Would.
That's
so funny.
Funny.
Back with mom and dad all day long.
That's so good.
All right, thank you, guys. A lot of text messages, and we had full phone lines, so thank you for sounding off today.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.